Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show where you get to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers from your guidance, which means your answers are coming from a larger source. If you want to think about it, you can think about your brain being like a little cell phone in your hand, but then when you're getting your answers from your guidance, it's like you are connecting to one of those super computers that fills rooms and rooms and rooms because it has so much information in it. And your guidance is there for you. That's why they had me create this show, so that you would have a place to get the answers that you're looking for. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a teacher, an author, and a speaker. I help people to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence so that they can be aware of their own potential and they can start living a life that they actually love. So when they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. And this helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Instead, they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. And it is that self-love and that self-acceptance that makes such a tremendous difference in our lives. It opens us up to having more, allowing more, being more, receiving more. And you can see the theme word, and there is more and more and more. So if you are looking to change your life, tired of just barely getting by, then give me a call. Ask those questions. Find out what your guidance wants you to know. Okay. I'm trying to open the chat room. I don't know if it'll work. I never know if it'll work. So we will go to our first caller from area code 860.
Wow, thank you so much. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. My name is Lisa, and we have an opportunity to adopt a dog this weekend. And I have a little dog that's going to be 14, and I don't want to disrupt her life. And I'm wondering if this is, I was kind of doing this for her, but I don't want to hurt her with it. And I'm wondering what the angels have to say about that.
Well, it's interesting that you asked that question, because I live with someone who is part of the Humane Society, and there are actually two dogs living in the house with us right now that are up for adoption. And so over the last few months, I've seen lots of dogs come through, lots of different dogs, and I find that most dogs are more than happy to have a companion. Since you have an older dog, I would suggest that you do not get a puppy, because puppies, they just take so much energy. And older dogs don't always have that energy. And, you know, sometimes
This dog is 4, and her owner is passing away of cancer, and her name is Raven, if that helps.
Oh, she has lovely, lovely energy. Okay, so what's your doggy's name?
Gizmo.
Oh, I love that name. Okay. Let me see what they're showing me about Gizmo and Raven. Oh, they're showing me that they're really going to like each other. Like they're going to be best friends. Oh, it feels good. It really does feel good.
Oh, I got 12. That's wonderful.
So, yeah, I think that that'll work great because Raven is old enough that she's, you know, a little more settled, a little more dignified is the word I'm hearing, although I don't usually think of dogs.
She is a French poodle, you know. She's a French poodle,
oh, okay.
So they are dignified.
That explains it. And I'm seeing an image of them kind of curled up and sleeping together. So,
oh, that would be so good. Because there's not that much more room in our bed for two dogs.
Yes, they can sleep with each other, and then you can have your bed back.
I don't think that's going to happen. The woman told me she does want to sleep with you, and our little girl has always slept with us. So that's okay, just that we sleep on the edge of the bed.
Oh, you can just get a bigger bed. That's it.
It won't fit in the room. She's only 15 pounds, but she seems to make herself 5 feet long. It's just amazing.
It feels really good for the two of them to be together. I think that that would be great.
That's really good news. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome, and enjoy your two lovely little ladies.
Oh, and my family's going to grow. I'm so excited. It's a big deal.
I understand completely.
Oh, I bet you do. We've been rescuing kittens and getting kittens home, and now our home is going to grow. So this is just amazing me how this all works.
Wonderful. Well, just
thank
enjoy
you so
that
much.
Additional love that's coming into your life.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller, hold on, I'm going to put my computer to do its thing. It's from area code. Okay. I have to take off my glasses and look at the screen to see it. 805.
Hi, Barbara Grace. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm fine, Donna. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Thank you. I have a question. I can hear my mother on the other side, and you know, she comes to me occasionally, and she did come to me about a month ago, and she said that I was going to be rewarded. And so I don't know what that means. I mean, is there a new fellow coming into my life, or maybe a windfall or a win or something like that? And I just wanted to know what your guides were telling you.
I'm actually seeing that it's more of a flow of blessings and wonderful things that are coming as a result of how you are living your life. You've been spending a lot of time giving to others. You're one of those people that gives. Okay,
right.
She says something, you overgive, and you need to stop overgiving, and you need to just give only when it needs to be given and to realize that you have a choice. So she says, stop overgiving. She wants you to open up to receiving, to be just as open to receiving as you are to giving. And that's that's a difficult thing for people who are used to always giving. It requires that you actually start saying no to the people who are always asking for things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have one friend like that. I've kind of given up on her. You know, it's always gimme, 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 and she doesn't do anything in return, not even a card, a thank you card, nothing. I've just said forget about that because, no, that's not good. Do you see a relationship coming in for me, Barbara?
I see. Okay, I'm supposed to tell you a message before I tell you anything else. Okay, here's the message.
Okay. Okay.
So when someone is asking for something, instead of, you know, giving automatically, because sometimes your giving is automatic, they ask and you just, okay, here. They want you to stop. They is your guidance, your team that's always working with you. They want you to stop and really look at the situation. Look at the person. If this is someone who repeatedly is asking you to give, realize that you are only encouraging them to do that. You are not actually making their life better. You are not helping them to grow. You are not being of benefit to them. And I know we think that by giving we're being of benefit, but it's not always true. They want you to realize that some people need to hear no, that they're not going to start waking up and taking responsibility for their own lives until people start telling them no. So just because someone is coming to you and asking does not mean that you are supposed to give. Sometimes you are supposed to say no.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the friend you were describing, they're saying, you've already learned that you can give and give and give until you have absolutely nothing. Then she'll just go find someone else that'll give to her. And what she needs to learn is that she is connected with the Creator and she will be provided for. But right now she looks for other people to provide for her, and she's not going to shift her focus until people say no. All right, now, let's see what they'll tell me about relationships.
Okay.
Okay, so they say when you open up to receiving, allowing yourself to receive, allowing other people to give to you, allowing yourself to ask for things, and they're not saying, you know, you need to go and bum money off people or anything like that, but it's opening up to having a relationship that goes both ways. That it's not just finding someone who wants to ask you for things, because that sets up a dependency. And the relationship you're going to have with this wonderful person, and you're going to have a choice of several of them, needs to be an equal partnership. So you need to be able to give and receive. And this includes love. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff connected with love. So you have an issue with love. Okay. They want us to do a little clearing work over the whole word love. Is that just, there's just this whole, it's like a big ball of stuff connected with the word love. And it's like it's hanging over your head, ready to break and to crash down on you. And I have no idea why they're showing me that. I don't know what's happened in your love life. But there's a bunch of stuff that needs to be cleared. So are you willing now to do a little work on clearing out that stuff?
Yes.
Okay. So I will ask a question that will go on for a while. And at the end, I will say, if you are willing to accept this, say yes. Then you get to say yes, and I get to tell you to breathe. All right. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing you from the cycles of love from your past, from all of that drama and trauma that's happened and it's been collected and now it's hanging over your head and there's a part of you that's thinking, okay, if I get into another relationship, then all of this crap is going to come back up and I'm probably going to choose a guy that's just like the guy before because repeating what we've always done. So this is about clearing out all of that energy, all of that structure, everything connected with it, so that you have a clear palette for this new relationship, so that you can just open your heart and give and receive love from these new people that are coming into your life. This is about bringing freedom back into you, back into your life, back into your choices, the freedom for you to actually be who you are and to be comfortable being who you are and not needing to take care of everyone. Because you do kind of automatically start taking care of people. And the man who's going to be in your life next is not someone you need to take care of. There'll be a lot of times when you will let him take care of you. And that's going to be kind of weird for you, but you'll get used to it. So if you are willing to let go of all of this stuff connected with love in the past and that whole big ball hanging over your head, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, that ball is gone. Yay! How do you feel?
Yay! Thank you. Yeah, I feel lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I don't have to bring up any of the stuff in the past that happened or relive it or re-experience it. And yeah.
Yeah, you didn't need to. It's over, it's done, it's the past, you know. Close the door on the past and keep walking into the now and the future. All right, so
it'd be nice having someone take care of me. I'll be happy about that.
Once you learn to accept it, yeah, I think you will.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing
different.
The number three, but I think you're going to have three different choices, and these people are going to start coming into your life really soon. So make sure that you go out and do the things that you actually love to do, things that make you laugh, things that make you feel alive and bright and shiny and all of that sort of stuff, because that's what's going to attract them. My guidance never tells me exactly when anyone's going to appear in anyone's life, because then they say you'd sit on the couch and wait until that day, and then you'd get up and expect, I'll open the door and there he'll be. And they want you to actually live your life.
Yeah.
Before they, that's important.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
All three of them are really pretty, they show me the individuals as light. And they all have really pretty light about them. So I have no idea what they look like. So I couldn't even describe any of them to you. But again, they say that that's so that you won't go out there looking just for what I've described and ignoring everybody in the world. And they're saying that this gives you the potential to be truly, truly happy.
Aww.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a big step for you. So wonderful. Get off
here.
Have
thank
fun.
You.
Guys.
All right. Thank you, Barbara Gray. I appreciate it.
You are
very
welcome.
Nice.
Thanks
have a
for calling.
Day.
You
all
too.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm waiting for the computer. There we go. And now we are going to the caller from area code 904. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, Barbara. This is Patty. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I had called in a few weeks ago and spoke with you and BC Love, and the reading was a lot about stepping into the soul's purpose with some creative endeavors, and I'm just kind of wondering, I feel, well, not really stuck, but, and I'm not sure if it's me procrastinating, being impatient, or it's just not quite the right time. I feel like I'm preparing, so I just wonder if you see things kind of coming together more this year or the beginning of next year. Any messages?
Actually, what I'm seeing is that you are actually holding yourself back. And there's a part of you that's like, oh, no, we really can't do this. Yeah, it sounds really good when she talks about it, but we really can't do this. So there is a part of you that doesn't actually want you to move into this. And so let's do a little bit of releasing and see if we can clear up some of that energy and give you the freedom to make your own choices, choices that actually come from your heart, not from your head. Okay. So would you like a divine infinity healing for stepping out of ego, stepping out of the belief that that little voice that's been talking to you all your life and telling you what you should and shouldn't do, and you've listened to it and you think that it's actually keeping you safe, is something that you need to listen to. Ego is all about what's already happened. It takes what's already happened and it interprets it and decides what it is you need to do to keep yourself alive or to keep it alive, because really it's itself it's concerned about. You're just kind of part of the package. So this divine infinity healing will let you see what is actually you, what is actually coming from your heart, what is important to you, as opposed to what the ego is telling you. It'll help you to make better choices, to actually do the things that you know are right for you to do without needing to think them to death before you do them. Taking me out of your head and opening up that connection to your heart so that your heart comes first instead of your head coming first. So it's about kind of rewiring you in a way. It's changing the way you process your life so that you are opened up to the love that is within you. And there's this beautiful group of angels that are opening up your heart right now. So if you're feeling something around your heart, that's what it is. They want you to actually love yourself more and more and more, and to love your life more and more and more. So if you are willing to accept this change in your life and to heal this egoic part of you, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Ooh, okay, I can feel things shifting.
Oh. I definitely felt my heart pounding a little bit there when you said things were happening in the heart. And I guess I do feel some kind of a shift, more of just getting out of my head, I guess, like you say, and following the heart more.
Yeah.
See, sometimes I'm not sure if, you know, it's me procrastinating or it's just not the right time. And like you said, I kind of talk myself out of it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so your guidance wants you to know that anytime you decide to do something, it is the right time. You don't need to question that. So if
okay.
you have decided that, you know, this is what I'm going to do, then go ahead and do it. It is the right time.
Okay.
The Creator does not have you put your life off. That never happens. The Creator doesn't say, okay, I want you to just stay in this misery and I want you to suffer for at least 3 more years and then it'll be the right time for you to move forward. The Creator never does that. That's our fears, our beliefs from the past. That's what that is. That is not God telling you not to do something. Okay, they want us to do a little bit more clearing work. So we'll just do it. So would you like a divine infinity healing for accepting yourself, accepting you have the wisdom to make good choices, that you will always make good decisions, that you don't need to question your decisions. You don't need to question whether or not you know what you're doing. You don't need to question any of that. This is about opening you up to connecting with your heart and with the flow of your life the flow of divine love that is within you, the flow of knowing what is right for yourself in every moment, and trusting. Oh, so very much trusting that you are doing what is right, and there's nothing for you to worry about, and there's nothing for you to think about, and there's nothing for you to analyze to death, and there's no dead horses that you need to beat. You can just let all of that go and live in the moment and in the knowing that you have God within you. And any decision you make, God is a part of it. So you are never doing it alone. You are never alone. You are always loved. You are always surrounded by love. You are always filled with love. And you know what is right for you. And if you are willing to accept all of that, say yes.
Yes, I am.
And take 3 nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Feels good. I feel more relaxed already.
Good, wonderful.
Good.
You do have a wonderful team of angels who are working with you, along with a bunch of other divine beings and family members who've passed over. And you have this huge group that are always with you. So they want you to know that you can do this. They know that you can do this. They see the power in you. They see the amazing creative energies within you. And they say that it's time for you to express that, to let that out in whatever form feels right for you. But it's time for you to start living your life. And they don't want you to put it off anymore.
Yeah. I did have some health issues this year. That was one thing I wanted to just get clear on, a bunch of health issues before I kind of really moved forward a little. So I kind of know my baseline now, and all that's kind of coming to a close. So I do feel, you know, that was part of, you know, the waiting. And so now I, you know, I guess I am feeling, despite my nerves, ready to move forward a little bit more. So I thank you for those words of encouragement and healing. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and they also want you to be aware that health issues come up when we are not willing to move forward with our lives. We create health issues to stop us. Health issues do not come because suddenly something's wrong. They come because we don't want to move, and we create ways to stop ourselves. And that is true. You know, I've done it too. There are times when I just don't want my life to change and I decide I need to be sick. My body's not as cooperative about it as it used to be. It usually heals itself much, much faster. Darn that body. But it makes me aware of what I am creating. So be aware that health issues don't just happen. You create them. So if you start feeling bad, ask yourself, what is it that I'm trying to avoid? Because I'm creating problems.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I must be changing inside somewhere because I do feel like, okay, I'm at the end of all that now. I'm, you know, tying up the last ends, and I guess that's part of me that's ready to make that move. Because I feel like if I don't do something soon, you know, and I've had episodes with, you know, contacting a spirit and seeing all the guides and my family members passed over. I mean, they've all appeared to me at certain times in relation to, you know, my creativity and what I'm supposed to be doing. And so
wonderful.
I kind of know that. Yeah, it was really, really something. It was just an awesome experience. And so, you know, and I feel like if I remember right that, you know, I was kind of given a timeline of a couple of years to get that in progress. So I guess I'm just time to move forward.
Well, you know, they are willing to come and talk to you anytime you want them to. So just, you know, take a few moments, sit and allow yourself to receive. And you can just say to them, I am ready now to receive whatever it is you want to share with me. And as long as you are actually open to receiving, they are there for you. They're always there.
Yeah.
Most of the time, we don't let them come in. And the reasons really aren't important. It's just a choice that we make, but you can make a different choice. And, oh, they so want to work with you and to talk with you and to let you know that they love you and you deserve to be loved.
Wonderful. Well, I guess the news. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I guess the new year is beginning early for me then.
Yes, the new year is beginning right now.
Right. Well, I thank you, Barbara. I appreciate your assistance. It's very nice. Thank you.
Well, you are welcome, Patty. And, you know, call back in and let me know what you're creating. Ooh, that feels good.
Yeah. It's going to be around something in music.
Oh, wonderful. Oh,
yeah.
Now I'm seeing all these musical notes floating in the air. Okay.
You're seeing music floating in the air?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I'm waiting for you to put it on paper or whatever you want to create. So the music's ready.
Cool. I have to go connect with my some people for my new beginnings.
Wonderful. And enjoy.
Oh, thank you. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Dear. I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you so much.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So that is everyone that had their hand raised. Now, remember, if you call in, you have to press the number 1 so that the symbol appears on my studio board, and I know that you have a question. Otherwise, I'll just let you listen forever and ever and ever. Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 425. Hi, who's this?
Hello, my name is Ty. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Ty?
I'm fine. I had a question. Am I going to be moving soon?
And that just brings a question into my head, and your guidance wants to know, do you really want to move?
Yeah.
Then they're saying, well, then just make it happen. Why are you not making it happen?
I'm looking now to see what the best place is for me. And, I'm actively looking right now.
Okay. They're saying you know what you're looking for, which is true, you do. Make sure that you are really finding a place that feels right to your heart. They want you to make sure that you make your choice not based on your head and a list of, the, you know, what's right about this place and what's wrong about that place, but to actually trust what you feel when you actually go to a place that you are considering. Stand in it, close your eyes and breathe and see how it feels, because it is that feeling that is the most important thing. Because if you choose a place based on, you know, economics and the neighborhood and all of that other stuff, but it doesn't feel right to you, then you're not going to be happy there. You're not going to feel at home. And it's important for you to feel at home. Your home is a very important part of your life. And when you get home, you need to be comfortable. You need to be able to just relax and just enjoy your life. And they don't want you to forget that.
Right. Yep.
So I don't know if you've forgotten that in the past. Apparently you have. They're saying you have. Okay. But they want you to remember it now.
Okay. Okay. So I guess I'm trying to find something. So I don't know when I'll find something, but I'll just keep looking, you know, until I find it. I have a question. Okay, go ahead.
There's a weird energy around when you were talking about that. So let's see if there's anything. Okay, they want us to do a little clearing work, connect it with moving, and then we'll move on to your next question. So would you like a divine infinity healing for opening you up to actually accepting that it's okay for you to move, that it's okay for you to move forward in your life, not just in moving to another location, but in taking the steps that take you to a life that brings you joy? It's time for you to have more joy in your life. It's like you've been putting off your life to a certain extent, and they want you to stop putting your life off. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you, and it's going to open you up to accepting you, accepting your value, accepting your joy, accepting your life, accepting your creation, accepting your beauty. Oh, there's so much wonderful stuff about you, and they're just opening you up to accepting it all. So if you are willing to start truly living your life from love within, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Feels relaxing.
Good. Good. It's like this, I'm just seeing this expansion around you. And I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it feels good. Expansion is a good thing. Okay, what was your other question?
So I wanted to know, right now where I'm living at, I have a landlord, and I wanted to know about, like, his motives, like, yeah, what is going on with him?
Okay, and your guidance wants to know, why are you concerned about him? Especially since you're going to be leaving there.
Because I'm having problems with him. So I just wanted to know for myself, like, what is going on? Like, what is the problem with him?
Actually, there isn't a problem with him. Part of this is your creation. You are ready to move. There's a part of you that's really ready for you to just pack a bag right now, walk out the door, and be done with it. And sometimes when we're ready for something to happen and then there's a part of us holding us back and not allowing it to happen, then the situation around us changes so that we get pushed. And he is pushing you. So move, and there's no problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, just trying to find...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right place.
He's responding to your energy.
I'm sorry?
Your energy. He's responding to your energy. Your energy says, I'm going to move. He's doing things to help you get out.
You're talking about the landlord is doing things to help you get out?
Yeah. He's pushing you.
Oh, my gosh. On purpose?
He probably doesn't know that he's doing it. but that's what your energy is asking for. You need it to be pushed. And he's responding to that. So don't be concerned about him and what he's doing. Find a place and move.
Okay, but do you actually see me moving?
I see you moving. And they are saying the sooner the better. So I don't know how far in the future you were thinking about moving, but do it soon.
Okay. I don't want to keep you too long, but I do have a house in mind that I did look at, and I wanted to know if that was the right place for me.
Go back to the house and stand there with your eyes closed, just breathing in and feeling the energy.
Okay.
And you will know whether or not it's the right place.
Okay.
They don't want you to get the answer from me, so they're not going to tell me. They say it's up to you, and you need to trust your ability to make the right decision. So
Okay. Go
back to that house. Go back to that house today or tomorrow. They keep saying soon, so pay attention and just see how that house feels.
Okay. I have another question. I'm studying to take a test. Do you see me passing it?
I'm hearing that as long as you are diligently studying, then yes, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
They're saying that you don't know how powerful you are, and you are beginning to learn that. So this is all a part of your evolution to your becoming this amazingly powerful person that's inside of you waiting to come out. So start embracing your own power.
Okay. And do you see a new career change for me?
I see that you will have a lot of different options, and you get to decide what it is you really want to do. And again, I see you being very powerful and doing what it is that you are really called to do, and I see you making lots of money at it. So this is a new you. This is not an uncertain person who's, okay, I'm thinking about it and I can't do it. This is a person who is like, this is what I'm going to do, and then you go ahead and you do it. You are stepping into your power. It's growing and growing and growing. And I really can't describe what I'm seeing, but it's really amazing. And it's you. It's you. It's you right now. It's you actually accepting you. I hope that makes some kind of sense.
Yeah, the power, I do feel that, I don't know, it's weird, but I do feel that I don't know, I have talent, and I don't know, because then I would sound conceited if I go on and on about myself, but I know I have some strength, but I don't know, but I just wanted to get some answers on something to help me out to, move forward.
Okay, one of the things they want you to understand is that you don't always have the answer in your own brain. People mm-hmm. tend to think that, you know, all of the answers are going to come from my brain, and that's not actually where most of them come from. So you don't have to think things to death. In fact, they want you to stop thinking things to death and to just move with what feels right, to go with the flow that's coming from your heart, instead of thinking that you have to know the answer in your brain. They want you to get out of your brain and into your heart. It's a completely different way of living, really. And it does make some huge changes that just happen. Because you're not thinking about them. You're not figuring it out. You're not stopping them, which is what our thinking about them usually does.
Okay.
So they want you to let that change happen with you. And it's already started. That's why they want you to feel that house, not think about it.
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying about filling the house, because I'm very, I'm very intuitive. Like, I don't know. I can feel things. I don't know how to explain it, but it comes from.
Exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, because I have been house hunting, and if I don't feel the neighborhood, then I can't move there. Because when you said, I'm the type of person that it's all about feeling, then you were right, because for me, it's all about how I feel about the place and if I feel safe and if I feel comfortable there. So it's been a challenge, you know, with the houses I've been looking at, but I'm just trying to find one that that I'm going to feel happy about. So.
And it's important that you be happy in your new home. And, yeah, they really want you to notice how you feel and to open up to accepting that your feelings are important. They are even more important than your thinking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm talking about feelings, not emotions. There's a difference.
Talk
now
about
I need to tell you the difference. There's a difference between feeling and emotions. You feel first, and then emotions are reactions to those feelings. Emotions are more about action. Feelings are coming from your soul, from your center, from your heart, whatever terminology works for you. You can feel whether or not something is right.
Yeah,
it doesn't trigger
an
emotion.
Right, right, yeah. So you're saying that I will find something.
They're saying that, yeah, you will, but you just need to listen to your feelings.
Listen to my feel. Okay.
Yeah. Really tap into your feelings, because they are going to guide you to what is for your highest good. And they're just showing that you're going to have this amazing life. Your life is going to change, and it looks like pretty much every way. And you are going to start living as you. I mean, fully living as you.
Okay, this is so. This is going to happen within the year or next year, or
it's already started. It's happening now. It's not something you have to wait for. It's what you are living now.
So it's going to be a lot of changes, positive changes.
Yeah, there's going to be a heck of a lot of changes. Don't fight them.
Oh, you said don't fight them. What do you mean?
You know, sometimes we get used to our life being a certain way, and even if we're not really happy with that way and we really want it to change, and so it starts to change, and our first reaction is, oh, no, because I'm comfortable with the way it is. I don't like it, but I'm comfortable with it. And so we start fighting it, and so we keep ourselves from actually flowing into who we are becoming, because we're fighting.
Okay.
You don't ever fight. Because then you're putting energy into what you don't want. Because when you're fighting, you're focusing on what you consider to be wrong.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We've seen lots of examples of how this doesn't work in society. Remember, they've been fighting against drug abuse for years, and every year there's more and more drug abuse. You can see fighting it doesn't actually work.
Right.
So
okay,
that's why they say don't fight it. Don't fight yourself. Don't fight your heart. Don't fight your life. Because it's actually becoming more and more beautiful and so incredibly expansive. And you will have opportunities that you've never even dreamed of coming up in your life. And you are a powerful woman. And it's time for you to start living in that power.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And I'm not trying to scare you.
When you just say that, it just, like, my core is just, it's, I don't know what it is, but it's like, I understand what you're saying, but
yeah.
It's almost like, I felt like it was a lot of hindering going on, you know, in my life, and I don't know where that energy was coming from. I know I wasn't doing it, but you know what I mean? It's like a lot of hindering, a lot of roadblocks, obstacles.
Okay, let's clear that out right now then. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing all of the things that hinder your progress, all of the roadblocks, and it doesn't matter who they come from. It's not your energy, and it has no place in your life. And so the divine infinity healing energy is banishing all of that. Banishing all of those beliefs that you have to be what someone else thinks you have to be. Banishing anything that says you can, because you can, because you are powerful, you are amazing. You are here to have this enormous impact on the world, and it is time for you to accept that. So this divine infinity healing is clearing out everything that's in the way. It's just sending all of it into the light so that it can be transformed into whatever it's meant to be next, so that you have the freedom to be you and to be comfortable with being you and to be powerful because you are and to make the best choices because you do and to trust your intuition, to trust your feelings, to trust yourself. And there's this beautiful group of angels that are opening up your heart right now and opening you up to loving you, to really, truly loving and accepting you. No conditions, no restrictions, just loving you. And if you are willing to accept this huge change in your life, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Ooh, your light just got brighter.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. Oh, this is just going to be so wonderful. I can't wait for you to start living you. It's like, wow.
Wow. Can't wait either. Because I'm... I've been through a lot, so, yeah, that would be great.
Well, it's already happening, so just listen to your heart. Follow your intuition. Let that be what guides you and not your brain. Let your brain kind of follow along with your heart. Yeah,
okay.
Check in with your heart first.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. And, you know, let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I surely will. I just am ready to take on a different journey. So, you know, a different path.
And it's a beautiful path. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
And give yourself a little time to adjust. You know, I know that sometimes we need a little time to process all of the work that's done because you did let go of a lot of different stuff. So, you know, just let yourself sit and be for a little while. Sometimes it just makes me go to sleep for a couple of hours. But
wow.
Just listen to your body. Yeah.
Wow. I had a quick question. I know you have to go. But do you see any type of relationship for me?
Actually, I do. I see one further down the road. It's not something that's just going to happen really, really soon. But yeah, there's a wonderful relationship. It's right there. So you're going to get there soon. So the faster you open up and start being you, the real you, not the you that you were taught to be, but the one that you know you are, then the faster this relationship will come into your life.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This person is really phenomenal. So, you know, you've got to be phenomenal enough to handle their phenomenalness.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You see this relationship like next year or something like that?
They're not going to tell me exactly when in our little timeline this is going to happen. And actually, they're saying that it's up to you. The faster you open up and start living from your heart, from the love within you, then the faster this relationship will come into your life.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you have so much to look forward to. Get busy.
Yeah, I surely will. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Ty. Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is area code 860, and I don't know if this is Lisa again or someone new.
No, Lisa. Hi. Barbara, I've never done this. I asked about the dog, and I forgot to ask about me. I just wanted to ask if I wanted to take, I'm taking, but I haven't signed up for the full thing yet, end-of-life doula classes, if doing this kind of thing as a volunteer would be too much for me, if I'll be able to separate and go home and not be calling you up saying, I'm falling apart.
Okay. So they want you to realize that if you don't take it personally, then there won't be any problem at all. It's when people start taking things personally. Okay, so, you know, like the work that I do, when people call in and I answer their questions and do the healing work with them, and once the call is over, I let them go. I don't hang on to their energy. I don't sit here later and wonder, oh, I wonder how they're doing. Those thoughts never cross my mind. This is not me personally getting involved in other people's lives. This is my higher self, in a way, using me as a tool to help others. And when I'm done doing what I need to do, I'm still me, they're still them. And, you know, I love everyone I work with, but I don't take them personally. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, gotcha.
So they're saying as long as you don't take people's stuff personally, then it will not go home with you. It'll only go home with you if you take it.
Okay. They think this is a good, it would be good for my soul to do this work?
This is the kind of work that you are meant to do. This is you. It just feels like you. So there's no problem with the work. You just have to make sure that you can realize that it's okay. Whatever the situation is with whomever you're working with, it's okay. No matter how it turns out, it's okay. It's that unconditional acceptance that you need so that there's nothing for you to personally take on.
Gotcha. That's very helpful. Thank
yeah,
so
and if
much.
You can do that, you can do the work and you can enjoy the work and you can have a tremendous impact on other people's lives. It'll just be phenomenal for so many people and for you. Now, the joy that you experience when you're doing it, hey, take that personally. Take it home with you. But the rest of it, let it go.
Okay. Thank you so much. Again, I'm sorry to bother you. Thank you.
You don't bother me.
I appreciate you so much.
Well, you are welcome. And, yeah, that does feel like a wonderful thing for you to do. And I hope that you will let yourself learn how to let it, how not to worry about it, take it personally. Don't go home and get on the internet looking for answers or anything like that. When you're home, you're home. Live your life, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you again. God bless you.
You too, sweetie. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to area code 347. Hold on, it's opening. There we go. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lucima.
Hi, Lucy, how are you?
No, Lucima.
Why did I stop Lucy? Maybe I'm thinking of Lucy. Okay, Lucima. Hi, Lucima, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I have a question. I have a question about relationship-wise. Do you see me being in one soon? Because I've been, you know, doing a dating thing, and the ones I've been talking to, like, I feel they're not good at me.
Okay. That whole dating thing is so interesting. And I say that because I'm also going through that, talking to all of these interesting people and wondering why on earth they find me attractive, because I don't find me attractive at all. But that's okay. I'm learning lessons from this. All right, let's see. First thing your guidance wants you to know is, okay, this has to do with how you feel about you. They want you to truly love yourself, to know that you have value, to know that you deserve to have an amazing relationship with someone who is going to love you and adore you, someone who is going to look forward to every moment that they spend with you, someone who is going to be comfortable for you to talk to about anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That you feel really gets you. That's what your relationship is supposed to be. And they don't want you to settle for anything less than that. Because, frankly, you deserve the best. So it's
right.
Time for you to accept that you deserve the best. Okay. So they are showing that there are some choices that are coming into your life that are going to feel right to you. And usually we have at least a couple of choices because, you know, that's what life is about. We get to make choices. And it's not like if
mm-hmm.
you choose one, you're going to regret it because the other one would have been so much better. It's not like that. It's just that you have choices. And once you make a choice, then that's fine. You just develop that relationship. So they're showing me that you will have choices, and these choices are coming into your life soon. You haven't met either of them already. No, you haven't. They will feel right. So listen to how you feel. Don't, you know, get into your brain and think, oh, okay, do they have this characteristic that I'm looking for and this characteristic that I'm looking for? It's not a brain thing. It's a feeling thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is for you to love you. Because it's when you open your heart to yourself and then that love pours out into the world and then you are attracting more love into your life. So if your heart's not open to you, it's not really open to anybody else either. So it's important for you to love you. Does all that make sense? Okay, and it looks like Blog Talk dropped Latima, so, oh, Blog Talk is wonderful. Okay, and once again, if you are in the queue and you have a question, you have to press the number 1 so so that I know you have a question and I can call on you. Otherwise, I will just leave you alone and you can listen. And I don't know if the chat room is even open for everybody because the chat room never opened on my screen. And I just have this thing saying, you know, process it. So if you have a question and you're in the chat room, please call 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Because I can't see the chat room, so I can't respond to anything in the chat room. Like I said, I don't even know if the chat room is open. And then once you call, press the number 1. Okay, we are going to a caller from a private line because it's all 11111. It could be Skype. Who knows? It could be Queen. Hi, who's this?
It is I, Queen.
Wonderful. How are you here?
I am writing in new and different ways. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what happened
sure
in your life?
Right. Well, I figured since the opportunity presented itself, I'm sitting beside somebody driving that's on another phone, so it might get noisy.
Dude,
but the
didn't get hurt.
It seemed like you got louder.
I know.
Anyway. With that said, I'm just going to put it out there about the writing. I don't even know if I'll get to writing the lessons that way, but I have been doing it. And I see some differences in the way that I'm approaching it in other areas, which are really significant for where I'm going. So with that said, I'll just mute and see what comes forth.
So they're gonna get
some money
or what?
So here is what I'm hearing for you. Okay, it's not even gonna be me. It's actually Kali or whatever, however people pronounce it. You know who I'm talking about, and she has a message for you. So here it is. Stand tall. Stand tall in who you are. You know who you are. You've known who you are for a long time. And you are reaching that point in your existence where you are accepting yourself fully and completely. And it is so wonderful, so amazing. And we want you to stand tall. Because there is nothing that you can't do. There is nothing that is impossible for you. You have the power. You have the glory. You have the magnificence to create anything and everything. We see before you a vast horizon filled with opportunities. And we see so many who are waiting to hear what you have to share. You came here to make a difference. That was one of the things that you have always wanted to do. And we have watched you grow. We have watched you change over the years from going from someone who is thinking, yes, I want to make a difference, but I don't know how. Will anyone really want me? To who you are now, standing tall in your power, knowing that, yes, there are people who are ready to receive what you are giving, and you are here to share you, to share the beauty of you, the power of you. we want you to make sure that you don't get bogged down in all these little details, because they don't matter. It's the big picture. It's what you are creating. It is the love that is flowing from your heart out into the world. That is what is important. So do it however you choose to do it. You can't do it wrong. Give yourself the freedom to be you. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, more important in your life. We love you. We love you. We love you. Oh, okay, that's what she wanted to share. Okay, Queen, are you going to unmute so I can hear? Alrighty.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
There you are. Yeah.
I had a call come in, and it was like wouldn't let me unmute, which is interesting to learn that's how that happens. You have to respond to the incoming call. That was timely, of course. Thank you, Carly, for coming forward. That means I got the message, because Carly don't play.
She doesn't.
Ooh, and I'm there. And the writing experience has been and is, it's empowering in terms of, and it's still bothering me, in terms of, can you hold on 1 second, please? Thank you.
Oh, it's always interesting when life is intruding. I'm trying to do something.
What'd you say, Barbara, Grace, or Carly, whoever was speaking? And I realized it's time for me to start blogging. As I'm working on my YouTube channel, I like to just pictures there with my voice and that kind of thing, and I'm enjoying that. I'm loving that so much. And I wrote it out, though. I wrote it out first. Instead of, as it was flowing, I typed it and wrote it. And I found a difference in the energy, because as I was speaking it to put it, you know, with the pictures, was able to insert other things, but as it was flowing through me, I saw the benefit of the writing, is what I'm saying. And then I got the vibration of I should be doing a blog also, because that's going to help me, you know, with my publishing. So the class is, I'm being so blessed from taking the automatic writing class. I'm going to go get my Jamaican food with this person who is definitely... had attempted to disturb my flow, but as you know, I'm going to keep on going and growing. Thank you. I love you, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, wonderful. Have fun.
I shall. You too. Peace. Thank you.
Peace.
And Barbara, I'm walking in this room, and girls are walking. I'm walking past you. It's too much noise. The restaurant's got music, so talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sounds like a fun place to be. Now I want Jamaican food. And I live in Oklahoma, and it's not easy to find Jamaican food in Oklahoma. Okay. Wow, all of the lines are open, so if you are listening and you have a question, now is a perfect time for you to call in. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And Guidance wants me to talk to you guys about
the flow of our lives. I can look back over my life over the last 7 years and see how things have changed for me, see how my beliefs have changed, see how I have come to know and accept myself, which is a really big thing because most people don't actually accept themselves. And it's part of our growth for us to actually accept ourselves, to unconditionally love and accept ourselves. And sometimes that is the most difficult and yet the most profound thing that we can do. And you can tell from the messages that were given to the callers today that so much of it was about letting go of the past, letting go of who we believed we were, and opening up to who we actually are. And it's just, it takes you to a whole different level of existence. And I encourage everyone to love and accept themselves. And if you need help with opening up to yourself, to loving yourself, then feel free to give me a call. I'm here on Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 Central Time and on Fridays from 11 till 1, or sometimes the show ends early and it might end early today. But if you get there towards the beginning, I'm there. I can't guarantee that I'll go all the way to the end because that depends on how many people call and whether or not they actually ask questions. And I'm here for you. So if you are not here, then there's really no need for me to be here. So remember, if you call in, to press the number 1 so that I know that you have a question, because that's what this is all about. That's how you get the answers to life's questions. You have to ask. We will go to the caller from area code 917.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
How are you? My name is Ashila. I've spoken to you a while back. I don't listen to your call.
Yes, it has been a while. How have you been?
I've been good. You know, it's funny that I was originally calling just to listen. Then when I heard you say you had to press 1, and I said, okay, you know what, let me just tell her what's going on. as you know, I've been going through the years. Having a lot of problems in terms of my career, my love life. You know, we discussed that before.
Right.
I come to find out that it was a family member that was doing black magic on me. So, to make a long story short, so I decided to take my power back to fight back spiritually. You know, I'm not going to give details, of course, on the phone. And I got a reaction. So I know that it definitely hit home, you know, which kind of pushed me to do even more, you know what I mean, to make sure, okay, now that I know I can negate you too. So I did some work, and I'm just trying to see how things, you know, how things going to move forward from this point on, because I think as some concern, I feel like I definitely hit home, because I did a couple of days later, I got an amazing dream, and, you know, so that's when I realized, okay, so it worked, because obviously, if you're coming for me, you know, out of nowhere, after all these years, nothing happened, so I knew that the work that I did, was definitely hitting home. So I'm just curious, you know, not that I taking my power back of things, you know, start to look moving forward in terms of, you know, my life.
So the first thing I'm hearing is that there's still some something there from what that person was doing to you. And so they want us to do a little bit of clearing work about that. Hold on. They want something particular, so I'm going to that something in particular. Okay. things never go fast when I'm trying to get them to.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So they want us to do this little bit of work, and it's about canceling any spells and curses or anything like that that are still there. They say that that's something that you need to do.
Okay.
All right. So, and this particular one that we're going to do mentions Jesus Christ, Archangel Michael, and Divine Mother. Are you okay with all three of those?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so I want you to take some nice deep breaths and breathe into your heart. Allow your heart to open. And we are now allowing Archangel Michael to create a protective sphere of light around you. So Archangel Michael is to the north of you, to the south of you, to the east of you, to the west of you, above you, and below you. So you are in this beautiful sphere of protective energy. And now just listen as I say this. I ask Jesus Christ, Archangel Michael, and Divine Mother to cancel and release all spells, enchantments, curses, oaths, hexes, ensorcements, pacts, bindings, and the like, and all black magic that I may have been a part of, either given or received in my multidimensional existence, in all former lifetimes, either on this planet or in any other location. These are now dissolved, released, canceled, broken, made null and void in the name and through the power of Jesus Christ, in the name and through the power of Archangel Michael, in the name and through the power of Divine Mother. I declare that this is so. I command it. And so it is. Just take a couple of nice deep breaths. And how does that feel?
Good. A little tired, but good.
Wonderful. Okay, so now we are going to fill you up with this beautiful love energy. And so we're going to fill you with divine love. Okay. So just make sure your hands are open so that you are accepting this, because that's a representation of you being open.
Okay.
And just feel this energy as I say this. Divine love is pouring into me now. I am receiving divine love on every level of my existence. I am opening to allow divine love to fill me and overflow in my life now. I accept divine love within me now. I am inundated, saturated, permeated, and penetrated with divine love. Divine love fills me again and again and again on deeper and deeper levels of my existence. The lively, dynamic energy of divine love is cleansing, dissolving, and transmuting all energies of lack and limitation within my energy system. I am opening to the presence of more and more life energy of divine love. The vital life energy of divine love is transmuting all energies of discord within me now. Radiant, vibrant, divine love is erasing all error conditioning, all error patterning, all limited belief systems, and all limiting self-concepts. I open and accept divine love within me now on every level of my life expression. I am one with the fullness of Divine Mother's love. I am moving in the wholeness of divine love as divine love creates more love in me now. Thank you. And so it is. And take a couple of nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Good, good. I did see some of the energy during the process, so I'm happy about that.
Good.
I felt, I just, you know, amazing. I wish I've known that before, but, you know, and I just don't know why this woman is doing that, because I don't even know her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you really don't need to know why. You don't need to waste your time even thinking about that.
Yeah, okay.
Because then, of course, you're investing your energy in her. And that's
okay.
Not what you want to do.
Okay.
So you create what you want in your life. And, you know, you can ask Archangel Michael to every morning when you wake up to put that sphere around you to be to the north, the south, the east, the west, above and below you, so that you are protected. And then you don't have to worry about her. She can't get past him.
So now I look forward to, you know, a new beginning again, you know. So at least now I know that it's not like I wasn't trying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, so I'm definitely looking forward to things start, you know, moving on, you know.
And I am seeing that things in your life, well, just the work that we just did, it's opening you up even more to more of the wonderful things to come to you. So you're moving out of that, you know, needing to have all of that crappy stuff around because you've let the crappy stuff go. So just know what it is that you really desire, you know what your intentions are, and then look for those intentions to come to you because they are.
Okay. Sounds
good. Wonderful. Anything else?
No, I'm good. You know, just, you know, going on my life and just looking forward to, you know, good things coming my way. Yeah, just looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just grateful that I know now, you know, it's better now than later, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, wonderful. Yeah. And I am seeing that love is coming too, so, you know.
Okay.
You ready for that?
Yeah, you know what? I just want to start the new year. You know, the new year is coming soon. You know what I mean? I don't want to be in the same situation again. You know, so I just want to say, now there's new things coming. It's a new year. I want to bring new friends, new relationship, new career. New, you know, I just want to change everything around. You know, that's really what my mind.
That has started. So you are already doing that. You don't have to wait till the first of the year. It's already started now.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much for your help, as usual.
You are welcome, and enjoy your life.
Yeah, thank you so much. I will. I'm enjoying every single second of it now. Not that I didn't enjoy it before, but trust me, sometimes when you go through some things, you realize, you know, how important life is, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just you become so appreciative, you know, because sometimes maybe that's what needs to happen. I don't know, but you know, it's in the past now. So I'm just, but actually at the same time, it brought me even closer to God, and you know, just trying to walk with the angel more and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, that's wonderful. The angels are ready to walk with you too, so.
Yeah, especially Archangel Michael, I've been working with him a lot too. So.
Good, that's wonderful. He likes that.
Good. I think, you know, you will work with him today, too. I was very, very happy about that. Again, thank you so much, and you have a good day, too. Thank you.
Okay. And hold on a second. My computer's processing. Just like we have to process. Okay, we are moving to the caller from area code 973. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Well, I'll be today. I got a heavy heart. I got a heavy heart today. To be perfectly honest.
And what's making your heart heavy?
My name's Rhonda, by the way. Hello.
Well, I'm so glad that you called.
Today, to answer your question, it's the passing of Hugh Hefner, actually, that for me has created a lot of turmoil in my heart. I think he was an icon and a visionary, in a sense. And, you know, that it just feels the passing of time, you know, when you see these people go, that it just sort of, I'm an older woman myself, and it sort of puts it all into perspective.
So you are actually going into the energy that, you are going into the energy of death and endings and all of the societal beliefs around that. That's what's making you feel hard as heavy.
Well, yeah, based on Mr. Hefner's death, I grew up in Southern California, and it was actually, he gave me a start years ago in the business. I knew him as a much younger woman. And when someone like that passes, who did that for you, you feel it, you know?
Right.
And I look back and I think, wow, it was pretty incredible, really. You know, looking back, I think you'd have to agree. It was really something.
Okay, so Hugh Hefner wants to give you a message. Weird, I've never heard Hugh Hefner talk to me before. But
are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. You're talking about him, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh,
you
my
okay
God. I'm feeling like a palpitation, but I just because I'm excited. Yes, please, of course.
Okay, here's what he wants to say. I lived my life to the fullest. I enjoyed every moment of it. It was an incredible experience. And I don't have any sadness over the fact that I've moved on. I don't want anyone to sit around thinking, oh, life isn't as good because Hugh is not here anymore. Your life is still your life. And I want you to live it. And you still have a lot of living to do. So do not sit around feeling sad about me or thinking that everything has to end and it's all so sad. Because nothing really ends. We really are eternal. You've known me in many lives and you will know me in many lives to come. And I'm still with you. And you have been a blessing to me. And I really appreciate that I've been a blessing to you. So let's continue
God
to bless each other and know that I am with you and that I love you.
Can I ask him a question?
Sure.
Back when the magazine started, this is the God's honest truth, I was almost the first playmate. And they went with Marilyn Monroe instead. And I know she was a bigger name, but I always wondered why he made that choice, because we were good friends. And I always felt I had the better body. The only thing I wasn't was a celebrity. And I'm just wondering why he made that choice, because it created a lot of distance between him and I for many years.
Okay. Here's what he wants to say. It wasn't just me. I had advisors. I had people that I trusted to tell me what was best for the business. If it had been just me, it would have been you. But they said that if I wanted to be accepted, if I wanted people to pick up the magazine, to read it, to come back time after time, then connect with a celebrity, because that would have the biggest impact. It wasn't just about finding the most beautiful woman. I would have chosen you. It was about having the biggest impact, having a successful business. I'm sorry if I hurt you. It broke my heart to be able to choose you. But I couldn't share that with you.
Right.
There was so much there that I just couldn't say. I'm sorry.
It's just, you know, Hugh, I mean, and you know this, we were intimate in everything, and I felt if we were together in that way, that you would have given that to me, and it felt like a betrayal.
In so many ways, that business had me doing things that were not me. I never wanted to hurt you. Never. You know that I cared for you. You know that I loved you in my own way. There was so much in my life at that time that I was dealing with. I can't explain it all to you, but I want you to know that I truly do still care about you. You are still a part of my heart. You always will be.
And, you know, I got to apologize, too, because, well, you know that thing I did that time I came back and I made a mess of your place. And you know about that. And that was to get back at you. That was to get back at you. And I always feel bad about that.
Don't feel bad about that. I understood. I really did. And I don't hold any of that against you. So please don't hold it against yourself. You were just doing what you knew to do. And you didn't know how else to deal with it. I don't have any negative feelings about you. Truly, I love you. So is there anything else you want to say to him? Did I lose you? Okay. It's like you've put me in an altered state of being, too. So there is something that Hugh Hefner wants to share with everybody. And he wants everybody to recognize that it's okay for you to be you. That was part of the whole reason why he had the magazine and the pictures, and, you know, it was making it okay for a woman to be a woman, that she didn't have to pretend to be a man in order to be accepted, that it was okay to have curves and, you know, and all of those wonderful features of a woman. It wasn't about sex. It was about freedom. The freedom to be who you are. the freedom to be seen as you are, the freedom to make your own choices in your life. And he knows that he had, you know, that image that he was using women. He was a big playboy, and it was all about, you know, jumping into bed with everybody. But it wasn't. He had so much love. And I've never really thought about Hugh Hefner before, so this is totally new for me. But it was about freedom. So he wants everybody to understand that. And I hope that that helped Rhonda to let go and to move forward with her life. And to know that a death is, it's not an ending, it's just a change. And I really can feel the love that he had for her. And it really is real. He's loved a lot of people. And I'm not talking about sex, I'm talking about love. Now you guys have changed my whole impression of Hugh Hefner. Interesting. All right, my guidance is saying now is a good time to end the show, and I'm going to listen. I want each of you to make sure that you are allowing yourself to live in love. And you don't have to have love from anybody else. Love comes from within you. It comes from your connection with the Creator. It comes from your heart. So love yourself. And give yourself permission to be you. I will talk to you again on Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, for Morning with Jesus. Thanks so much for listening and for sharing who you are. Bye-bye, everybody.